go. Feel good music from Emmy, our representative in this year's Eurovision Song Contest, Like a Party. Grow It Yourself is back with the Grow programme for 2025. This year's theme is There's Always Space to Grow. No matter how little space you have, you can still grow something in your school or home that can contribute to your meals. Award-winning chef Lily Higgins is in our Cork studio to tell us more about this year's campaign. Good afternoon, Lily.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good. We were talking about childhood sandwiches earlier on. So before we get to grow, what was your favourite one?
Mine, do you know what? It's still something that I have a lot, and it is crunchy peanut butter, mashed banana, sprinkle of salt.
Right.
I just love it. It's my go-to breakfast, just to make sure I get all my carbs.
And is there not salt in peanut butter already?
It's just not salt. Do you know, you put the salt on top of the banana.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I just love it. Like, now that I'm an adult, it's become, you know, nutshed peanut butter and mould and sea salt and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But the basics are still the same.
A sourdough bread.
Exactly, yeah. Locally sourced.
That says an awful lot, doesn't it? How we name things.
Yeah. Oh, but I love it. I just think it's pure comfort food to me, you know?
Yeah,
and, like, dipping cream crackers in hot chocolate as well, like buttered cream crackers, and just seeing the butter pool to the top of the hot chocolate.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's like after my walk home from school in the rain, having that, I'm like, oh, brilliant.
Do you know what I did over the weekend, and I'd never done it before? I know I've lived a very sheltered life, but I had some heavily buttered sourdough toasted bread with a cup of coffee.
Oh yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, all your food groups are there, Ray.
Are they? And because it wasn't there a fad, probably a TikTok fad a few years ago of putting butter into coffee, was there?
Yeah, like the bulletproof coffee, exactly.
Is it? Yes.
Yeah. So you get your fat, so it's either coconut oil or butter. So, like, I actually think that would keep you going, you know, like before a walk or a run or something, like coffee with milk in it and toasted butter. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah, lovely.
I don't know why I'd never done it before, but it'll be something I'll be returning to, Lily Higgins.
Wild. Ray, you're wild. You've changed.
Once I hit 60, Lily. Once I hit 60.
He butters his toast with his butter.
I don't care anymore. I just don't care anymore. So anyway, DIY, Grow It Yourself. And you're an ambassador for this, and they're trying to encourage families and children to go out and grow things.
Yes, exactly. So it's so important, you know. I have my own three kids, and this is what we're doing this time of year anyway, is, you know, planning what we're going to be planting the seeds. And it's just great to get kids, I'm constantly on about this, it's just great to get them involved in the growing process as well, because it encourages food empathy and they realise where the food comes from, you know. It doesn't, like, to us, to adults, it appears on the shop shelves, but to kids it appears cooked right in front of them, you know, on their plate, you know. So this is just encouraging them to know what goes into creating produce. It creates an awareness of seasonal produce, and it just makes them appreciate it and develop really healthy eating patterns as well. That's the thing, you know, like anything they grow and cook themselves, they're more likely to eat as well. And I've really found that through the years, even just simple things, you know, in school where they grow cress and then they all have cress sandwiches, and, you know, there's that bit of peer pressure as well. I could be begging them to try, you know, a pea and they wouldn't have it, but when all their friends are popping the peas out of the pods, they're all delighted to do it as well.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So it's really positive, and it's a really great way for them to learn as well as together in school.
So it's DIY and super value, and I see they're going to be in hundreds of schools around the country, and it's going to 170,000 pupils across the country are going to be doing this. And you can get involved yourself if you haven't registered for this by going to the DIY website, and they'll talk you through it. And there's three phases. So there's the planting, the harvesting, and then the cooking and the eating part.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So grow, cook, eat. And that's where I come in then, is the eating and the cooking.
Yeah.
So I've got recipes for all the kids just to make the most of what they've grown, you know.
Yeah.
So
before we get on to the cooking part of it, Lily, you use a term there that's new to me. Food empathy.
Yeah, exactly. So food empathy, basically it's, you know what, we all need empathy for everything, but it's also food empathy. And basically when children grow their own food, they're more likely to develop this, and it's just a stronger connection to their meals.
Yes.
And it just sparks curiosity, healthier eating habits, and they're more likely to try things. So I would say, you know, years ago we would have had our own food empathy because, you know, we had chickens, and like my kids have chickens now, they go out, they collect the eggs.
Yeah.
You know, they see where it comes from. You know, we give our scraps to the hens, and it's the the circle of life, you know, they see it, you know. So it's very easy to be disjointed from this, you know, if they have their lunch delivered to the school and there's no sort of connection to them, you know. But if you're sort of developing the food empathy, then is just giving them a stronger connection, like we're planting the seeds, your fingers are in
and
the soil.
And what do you have now in your, what do you grow at home?
Well, beetroot is really good. We grow all different types of chard, you know, all the rainbow chards, the beautiful colours. You can use the stems and the leaves of that. I love herbs. I'm a major, major fan of herbs because you can grow them anywhere, you know, like indoors, on your balcony, in a big tub. And I just find, you know, things like parsley, chives, thyme, they add so much to a meal. And they're so easy to grow and very low maintenance. So things like rosemary, my rosemary is still alive. You know, I'm keeping an eye on all the herbs. They're just coming back now. Spring is coming, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just fantastic. Like lemon balm for your teas. All these things, real low maintenance. So I grow a lot of herbs. And then I've got things like the kale, which is very low maintenance as well. And I mean, down through the years, we've tried all sorts of things, you know, like blueberries and strawberries and all the soft fruit. They're like a luxury to have. But things like salad leaves. And we've learned as well, I don't know if you garden, Ray, but you know, you need to rotate your crops as well, so instead of putting all the seeds in at once,
I've talked to Mick Kelly on a number of occasions, and he's given me stuff, and he's set me, you know, projects and timelines and all that sort of thing, and I have the raised beds and. Just, you know, I'm going to go back to it this year because I do all the others. I maintain the garden. You know what I mean? I mow the lawn, I weed and I do all that.
Brilliant.
And I prune and all that. But actually, there was one summer we did it and I loved it. That, you know, we had some lettuce and some beetroot and it was just, and some scallions. And there is something very special, and people who are listening will know that.
There is.
That you go out to your back garden, you pick something, you put it, you wash it, and then within an hour you're eating it. And that's, there's something very
special.
And
even, like when my husband came home from work last summer, he'd come home, but he wouldn't come inside for about half an hour. You know, he'd be outside just picking things and mooching around. You know, he'd pull up in the car and then just go and check the garden, you know. And it was, he just loved it. It became part of his day, you know. But now that you mentioned Mick Kelly, he actually has the DIY Diaries, which you probably have his book.
Yes,
and he does a guide throughout the year, which
seasonal,
I just poked it out.
Yeah.
Just to see what, like,
so
what should I be doing?
What should you be doing now? It's the 25th of February.
Yeah, so I think it's too late to be putting seeds outside, but you can sort of start sowing them indoors now, I think.
Right.
So Mick might correct
You're not the expert. You're the cooking thing.
Part of the programme is they're starting the grow process in March, 10th of March, which is sort of next week, the week after next. So that's when the students will get their seeds and start sowing.
And that lovely thing of seeing the little green shoots emerge from the soil. There's
so
something wonderful about that, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, have you anything in your garden now that's edible? No,
I do. Yeah, we have broccoli. We have the long stem broccoli.
Yes.
We've got a bit of kale. We've got loads of herbs. I think that's about it. I think we might have a bit of chard and stuff like that. And then the fennel, the fennel herb and the fennel root, that all bolted, but all the new fennel is coming back. And you know, you can tear that up and put it in salads as well.
And what are your three like? Are they fussy about food?
They're
brilliant.
No, they're great.
Everything.
Like, they try everything out at this stage. They're 9, 12 and 13.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can kind of haggle with them and you can say, just taste it. And they're great. They're brilliant now, you know. Like I always say to people, they go through a phase when they're small babies eating everything. They don't even look at it. They just stuff it in their mouth.
Yeah.
And then they go through a phase where they're picky, but then it comes around again and like
hunger takes over.
Yeah. And just, you know, like when we were growing peas last year, they never made it into the house. You know, they just eat them outside.
Right.
And that's perfect, you know. That's
you're leading
great.
The good life there. The husband not coming in for a half hour when he gets home from work.
And I go out with a cup of tea from there. No, but you know what? It is worth it. And it's literally, you reap what you sow with this, you know.
There you go.
You know, like garden maintenance, but with herb beds and with growing vegetables, you actually get something back from it as well, which is
so
brilliant.
DIY, you can go there and they'll talk you through the three phases of their grow campaign. And there's always space to grow. Lily, real pleasure talking to you.
Thanks,
mind yourself.
Ray.
See
Thanks
you now.
You
Bye.
Too.
That's Lily Higgins in our Cork studio. Cormac is on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.